Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I kind of miss doing some shows. Normally I do one every Thursday, but took a break for a few days because we had to get down to business over here at Flavor News. And so, unfortunately, I just didn't have the time nor the energy to put into the radio show, so I apologize. But here I am on Saturday afternoon, evening, and hope that you will join me this evening. I'm sitting here with a lovely cup of hot chocolate. It's kind of chilly here in Seattle, Washington. At least it's not raining. I wonder what the weather is like where you are. If it's sunny, I don't even want to hear about it. But you know how I do it. If you pay attention to this particular show, it's all about supporting underground independent artists, opening up the phone lines for you to call in and, you know, share a thought or two, or better yet, promote yourself and what you're doing. So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to start out the show today with my baby boy, Delton Sun, out of Seattle, Washington. This particular piece is called Giving Up, featuring another amazing, well, two amazing artists out of the Pacific Northwest, are Curtis and Corvus Blackburn. Again, this piece is called Giving Up.
You're giving up, and you're so confused. You're discouraged, don't know what to do. And you're mad, in trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all, so you're walking out. 'Cause you're so confused, and it's hurting, and the skies are blue. You're in love, and trouble it seems so long. I've seen it all. What was that? Who the hell are you?
Oh,
an angel?
Oh,
well, tell me what to do.
Oh,
go away.
Oh,
and who are you trying to fool?
Oh,
an angel?
Oh,
tell me what to do.
Don't lose it.
An angel?
Don't lose it.
Well, I must be one too.
Go away.
Go away. Man, who the hell are you? An angel.
Go away.
Won't you tell me what to do?
Baby Boy Delton's son out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece Given Up featuring Corvus Blackburn and R. Curtis Vanpain. And just, you know, when you come across somebody, you know, that just warms your heart and touches your soul, you know, sometimes you just got to reach out and give them a hug and adopt them. You know, this is a young man that I have much love and respect for. You know, he's a creative soul. You know what? Go over to my website and hit the Flavor News Cooperative page and check out Delton Sun. He has a very unique style of art, visual art that he creates, and you can check out his music. The particular song that I just played, Giving Up, is off of his Middle Child CD. Very, very interesting young man, but somebody that I'm so very, very proud of right now. He's working on his master's degree in social work. He works with at-risk youth, and then he's out there, you know, supporting the arts community here in the Pacific Northwest, my baby boy, Delton Sun. So I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. You know, when I'm here at my job at Friends of Youth on the weekends, I can't open up the chat room. It's just this computer just doesn't let me do that. So I hope you are comfortable enough to just kind of hanging out and listening to the show. But better yet, you know what? You are more than welcome to call in to the show and chop it up with me. Or better yet, I really would love to have some artists, any art form, call in and promote who they are and what they do. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Let me scroll down my list and see what direction I want to go next. I am really, really digging this particular artist down there in Arizona. I had him on as a featured guest a couple weeks back. His name is Paris Toon. The group that he works with is called Mother's Favorite Child. And this particular piece is called The Gift.
Thank you. this was meant to be, just for you and just for me. Now we can feed on this energy, sweet insanity. We could be
as strong as the sun when you and I become one.
This is more than just a
physical matter.
Can't begin to express just how much this love is taking me there. 'Cause I've got something just for you.
It's a surprise.
Only the sign will
I know you've been waiting.
Mother's Favorite Child, produced by Paris Toon out of Phoenix, Arizona. Now I want to take you over to Rome, Italy. This is an artist I've been connected with for a few years. I know he's been just bugging me big time to come over here to Seattle, Washington. From time to time, about twice a year, he gets out to New York to perform. His name is Antonio Ferraro, and I'm going to play the title track to his new CD, which is called Domi.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece is called Domi. It is the title track to Antonio Ferraro's new CD, and Antonio is out of Rome, Italy. Again, an artist that I've been connected to probably ever since I've been on the radio show. He was one of the first artists that sent me tracks to play on my shows, and he is a member of the Flavor News movement, and I just received this music this past week, so I'm so thrilled to be able to share some new music with you, the Flavor News listening audience. You know, there have been a lot of emotions and thoughts going, you know, into this past week and going into this up and coming week. It was the anniversary of my godmother's passing, and just really, really emotional. I think for many, many reasons, but she played a very, very significant role in my life, you know, from birth. And but when I think back on her life and I think about who she was, not only to me, you know, but really realizing who she was to our community and to so many young people and just people in general, you know, out here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, I came from some very, very good stock. Between my daddy and my mom, my godmom, you know, my adopted mom, Alois, her passing, the anniversary of her passing is coming up, you know, this coming week. And it's just like, you know, just thinking over the lives of the people that played a very significant role for me and were great role models, great mentors, and people that I could really, really look up to and know. You know, this is really how you should treat people. This is how you should interact. This is how you carry yourself as a proud person and as a respectable woman. So, you know, I just give shout-outs and big love, you know, to my godmom, Elizabeth Thomas, to my mama, you know, Dorothy Koshy, and to my adopted mom, Alois Boswell. You guys were amazing, you know, rocks in my life, and so very, very blessed to have, you know, three amazing women, you know, to help bring me up in this world. Another thing that's been going on is, you know, I remember when I had Tasha Taylor on my show, Johnny Taylor's daughter, and one of the things that Tasha talks about when it comes to something that her father instilled in her is when you're in this industry, you know, it's 90% business and 10% creativity. I think the creative part is very easy. You know, that's kind of why you get into, you know, this business as being a creative soul, you know, because you're creative. That part's easy. But how many of us really understand what the role of an, you know, the business side of an artist is? You know, I'm not necessarily sure, you know, how many of us have that down packed. And, you know, that's something that I've been going through. You know, I've been a business person for a while. You know, but doing this, this entertainment thing and really, really turning it into something that I can build revenue off of, that I can build a foundation to, you know, better serve the underground independent artists, that's a challenge. That's really a challenge to just tweak it and figure out, you know, how to make this work. So that's the other thing that I've been working on is the business side, having a lot of meetings, doing a lot of paperwork, you know, processing, tweaking, and all of that. And it's very challenging. There's parts of it that I think that's even almost scary. But you know what? I am so up for this challenge and to figure it out because it's something very different than running a Flava, you know, coffee house as I did for 5 years. So you know what? There's somebody who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 201 area code, welcome to Flava Coffee House.
I wish it was a very good evening to you under these sad circumstances right now. This is Chris Gagliardi from Youth Worldview, and unfortunately I have some very sad breaking news that just came off the wires, and I regretfully have to do this, but it is with my duty to inform you that a publicist for Whitney Houston has reported that Whitney Houston has died at the age of 48 this afternoon.
Are you serious?
That just came off the wires a few minutes ago, and they are breaking the story as we speak, according to MSNBC.
Wow. Okay, you know, of course I'm clicking on Google right now, because I had not heard that. Okay, let me. Let me click on here and see if anything is actually saying that. Okay, it looks like they are giving like a date that would identify as a date that she's passed. Okay. Okay, it's you're right. It is saying on the internet, Whitney Houston dead at the age of 48, and that she died in her Beverly Hills hotel.
She was trying to make a comeback, and according to what I was told, her last album really did very modestly well for a try of a major comeback, and now this. I mean, this is truly a great loss because this is on the eve of the Grammys. This tomorrow, I think, is the Grammys.
It is.
And man, this just changes the tune of the. Of the whole mood of the Grammys and everything. I mean, this just hit like I don't even know where to begin right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
If we could play some Whitney
it.
Tunes, I think we should play some Whitney Houston tunes in tribute for a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, that's not what I do on this particular show. You know, I support underground independent artists. I totally get the fact I don't have any Whitney Houston music. You know, uploaded to my board or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, definitely is a loss. They're not saying exactly how she passed. It doesn't look like.
All righty, but I just want to let everybody know what has just transpired, and
continue
to keep everybody up to speed. All right.
I definitely appreciate you calling in, Chris.
Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. And my heart goes out to all the family. And, you know, she was from New Jersey, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
She came from my home state. She was born in Newark, New Jersey, and so forth, you know?
Okay. Yeah. No, it's always a terrible loss, you know, and tragedy. There's been several deaths, like, back-to-back. And, very, very, very sad. Very, very sad. So I definitely appreciate you calling into the show and just letting me know because I did not know that. And now I'm getting texts on my phone and this and that. Obviously, they're hearing the radio show and you calling in. So I appreciate you calling in. That is a terrible, terrible loss. Definitely.
All righty.
So thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye. So, I'm definitely I'm at a loss of words right now. I'm getting back-to-back texts from people telling me, you know, that letting me know, you know, I don't know what to say. They're, you know, it's still just new, and it doesn't look like there's, you know, reports out saying exactly what has happened. So, you know, definitely keep, you know, this family and, you know, fans and friends and everybody in your prayers at this time. You know, there's just, man, I don't know what to say. You know, I know what it feels like when it's my own family, you know, and the loss and all of that. But it's a tragedy when a great, great talent, you know, and somebody who was making a comeback, you know, with her career. She's gone through great turmoil in her life. You know, she's been in the headlines behind, you know, the good and bad of her life, you know. And sometimes I really think about the fact of, you know, what an artist has to go through once they reach that level. You know, all, you know, you have no privacy. There's just so much, you know, pressure going on. You can't even step out the door without paparazzis and all of that. You know, and I wonder, you know, how many artists really, really want to go through that part, you know, of getting so large that, you know, you in a sense lose a part of your freedom and a part of your life. So please keep this family in your prayers. Wow. Okay, what direction do I go now with music? Let me scroll down the list and see. See what I could play. That the direction I was going to go was something very, very different. So I'm trying to think, you know, where what to play at this point. I'm going to take you out to the D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area and play my girl Coley Williams. She's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me again here in March. This particular piece is called Everywhere I Go.
I like that.
You.
Right, that was Everywhere I Go by Coley Williams out of the East Coast. And again, she will be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in March. I want to say March 15th is the date that she will be, you know, just sharing her story and allowing me to share a bit of her flavor. She is an amazing, amazing woman and a great, great talent. It's an honor for me to, you know, be connected with her and be able to watch her on this journey as being an artist. You know, with the call that, you know, we just received from Chris, you know, out there on the East Coast, it's very, very sad, you know, to, you know, have an announcement come over the internet waves and I'm sure the televisions and radio, you know, that Whitney Houston passed. And it makes me just really, really think about the fact, you know, when you're an artist, and if you're one of those artists that are just ready to step up there and take on the pressures of all that the publicity and all of that that comes with, you know, being recognized as an artist, you know, is that something that you really can handle? You know, sometimes I watch the, what is it called, the shows that come on, you know, early evening that talk about, you know, what's going on with the stars and all of that. And it's just, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, how these famous people, you know, their stories, you know, get put in, you know, out there as if it's like nothing, as if they have no feelings, as if we take ownership of them. And I don't know, you know, what do you think about that? Should the public take ownership of who you are and have be privy to so much information about who you are and what you do? It's just, that's a hard call for me. You know, I love what it is I'm doing. I love supporting artists. I want to be able to be in a position to push artists out there and to be heard and recognized by bigger audiences, you know, across the globe. You know, what direction it is that the artists want to go. I guess I hope that whoever, you know, when you think about it, you know, what direction do you really want to go? You know, and what kind of control do you want to have over your world? Just something to really, really think about. You know, I was speaking on the fact that, you know, when it comes to what I'm doing to better support who you are, you know, now it's really down to business. Luckily, I have an amazing man who stepped into my world who is a business mentor. He is not an artist. He is not a part of the arts community. But he is so understanding and knowledgeable, you know, as a businessman of what I need to do to set this in what I'm doing in a direction where I can turn this into, you know, building revenue and, you know, to grow what it is that I'm doing to better support you guys as artists, you know. So I don't know. I'm just, yeah. Let me just go to play some music before I just continue rambling, huh? I'm going to play a piece. This is the newest piece that I've received from Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. This is called Bacon and Eggs. were just listening to Bacon and Eggs by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. And I'm going to ask you to mark your calendars for February 26th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to come by Flava News Radio. The team over at SJF Music, well, some of them have put together a collaboration CD, which is called Between Dusk and Dawn. It consists of tracks by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., Leah Henderson, and Eternally Blaze. It is going to be an absolutely amazing album. So on the 26th, you will be able to hear, for the only time, you'll be able to hear the full album and get to hear the stories from all the artists involved in this particular project. So again, mark your calendar for February 26th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to play another track by one of the artists of this particular team, the SJF Music team. You know, he is a dear, dear friend of mine. He is somebody who creates a lot of times based off of his emotions, how he's feeling at a moment, you know what? And this particular piece was one of those. This is called Blame It All on Me by John D. Green Sr.
United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to fall away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear, the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken.
All right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Blame It All on Me. Again, he's one of those creative souls that when he's in a mood, he creates, you know, and honestly, I love what it is that he's just putting out, you know, when he's kind of in that emotional state. What kind of artist are you? Are you one that just kind of creates off of your mood too, or is it something that you have to work at? Or, you know, it's something I think about, you know, even with myself, when I get in that mood to try to create something, you know, generally it is based off something that I'm feeling at a moment, you know, when I do take that opportunity. So anyway, let me take you over to the UK. This young lady's name is Kira Simone, and her piece is called Let's Just Be Friends. Again, that was Kira Simone with her piece, Let's Just Be Friends. Now I'm going to play a piece by one of the newest members of the Flava News movement, somebody who has been in this industry for a very, very long time. He knows the ins and out of it, very busy on the road right now, traveling and performing, doing the tribute to the Temptations. I spoke to him as he was heading to Antigua. Then I spoke to him again while he was was in St. Thomas, getting ready to head out of there, headed to Puerto Rico. So he's just a very, very busy man, but I'm very thrilled to have him join the Flava News movement. His name is Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play a piece, When You Smile at Me.
Thank you.
right. Doesn't that just make you want to smile? That piece was called When You Smile at Me by my newest member of the Flavor News Movement, Mark Van Claggett. And I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Michelle Green. I want to thank you so much, my friend, for introducing Mark and I. He's an amazing talent, so I'm just thrilled to have him a part of the movement and to be able to share his music on my radio shows. Tomorrow, I am going to feature Mark in my 15-minute set. He's also an accomplished jazz musician. He plays several instruments, but he loves the flute. So you will get a taste of his jazz music and his woo-woo music. I call it woo-woo music. What do you call it? You know, that music that just kind of serenades the soul. You know, they used to do that back in the day. I think they need to bring that back again today, you know, because we need to just love each other. So let me just keep this moving. If anybody wants to raise their hand or call in and open up a dialogue with me, or you have something to promote, or even if you want to share your thoughts on the passing of Whitney Houston, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to scroll through my list some more, and who do I want to play? You know what? I am going to play a piece. Let me see. Which one do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Melvin Chenault and Brian O'Neill, and this particular piece is called Wrong.
Thank you.
All right, that was Wrong by Melvin Chenault featuring Brian O'Neill. They're both out of the Michigan area. Amazing, amazing talents. You know, there's some great talents out there in Michigan. That's one of the stops that I plan on going to when I'm able to get out there and start traveling, which I plan on doing. I do plan on getting out there to the Detroit area because I just really, really want to be in the presence of some of the amazing talents that are out there. You know, I am going to have a wonderful, wonderful, just talented but beautiful soul step on the leopard carpet with me this coming Tuesday. Her name is Waberi Jordan. I believe that she said that it's actually her birthday also, and she wanted to come on the leopard carpet, which is a beautiful surprise. But I'm going to play a piece by her so you can get a sense of her flavor. I know I usually play Sunflower in My Garden. That's something I just love. I don't know. It's because I also, besides loving leopard print, I love angels and I love sunflowers. And I have a sunflower tattooed on my leg. And she's doing a video to that song, so I cannot wait for that to come out and to be able to share it. But you know what? Let's go in a different direction. And I'm going to play a piece called After Hours by my girl, Waberi Jordan.
Loving you And I'll keep searching till then, knowing that when I find you, I'll start living again. So to bed, though my vigil is ending, I still keep pretending you're with me the rest of my days, 'cause I'll keep loving you after hours and always. I'll keep loving you hours and always, for days and hours and always.
All right, that was After Hours by Wilberry Jordan, out of California, an amazing, amazing jazz vocalist. I just love her soulful voice and just the way she delivers. She does some of her pieces with live orchestra. Just a great spirit. So please come by the Leopard Carpet on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's just a beautiful soul. And when you hear her speak, when you hear her music, you will understand why I say that. Have you ever just met somebody and you thought, you know what, this person's got their stuff together. You know that they've done their research, their legwork, you know, they've been around the block maybe a time or two as an artist. This young lady I am so extremely impressed with. I'm going to play a piece by another artist out of California. She goes by the name of BK, and this particular piece is called Unstoppable.
Gotta push along. Ain't nobody gonna hold me in the box no more. I never knew that I could feel this strong. Long road with the rough and rail. Never really been a friend to spit it how I feel. But untold it needs to scale. Cause the danger was a block for real deal. Seeing life in my own control. Me and my son in the hospital. Face broke going under the knife. Whole time just praying Lord save his life. Take mine in exchange if you got it. But if you let this smoke go, I'm going hotter. Promise, but only it's the guard of me. Ain't a force that exists that's stopping me. Crazy, maybe, but you can't see what I can't see. Just understand possibly, can't do none if not do me. Can't let things just slip by, blessed to be let them have a second try. And I know there won't be no third, make it the most of what I got in that hurt.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable, got the low I needed help. Getting back was hard without being myself. All I have to do is do me. Ain't no stopping.
There's nothing more that you can do. Oh, hate is something when you start to come around.
No turning back, nah. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta make that change when you make your mind, when you're out pursuing. Yeah. This for the tune living. Never let them take away your vision. Keep pushing till you got that pull. Stay real and unstoppable.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got so low, I needed help.
That's my girl BK out of California with her piece Unstoppable. And you can find that piece and many, many more amazing pieces on her new CD called Let My Music Speak. So go over and check her out at bksway.com. You know what? And this album may still be available for free download. I know she had it up for a limited time to be able to download it, and you can download one of two versions, one that's unedited and then radio friendly. So I appreciate that about this young lady, because she understands what she needs to do to be able to reach a variety of audiences with her sound. You know, again, I want to welcome everybody who's been hanging out with me today at Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is where I was birthed in an actual physical building as Lady Flava. I closed the Flava Coffee House in 2008, but you know, I'm keeping her alive here on Flava News Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, and I love the fact that I can keep this going. You know, this is where I support the arts. This is where I open up the doors for you to step in and just chill with me, have great conversation, talk about yourself, play in some good music, you know, whatever. It's kind of open, a free-for-all, you know, on this show. Well, of course, there are some limits there. I'm going to cut you off if you say something just out of whack. But anyway, you know, I definitely open up the phone lines for you to just share of yourself. And I think this is the perfect place for you to learn to talk about who you are and what you do. Some of the artists are not comfortable in doing that. They are creative and all of that. But when you have a product, you have to be able to sell it. You have to know what to say to your audience and say, you know what, I've created something that you need to buy. And this is why you need to buy it, you know, because this is what it's going to do for you. So I open up the phone lines, you know, for you to get your practice on, if that's what it is, you know, in calling into the coffee house. So if by chance there's anybody who wants to call in and promote themselves or share a thought or two, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. We've got about 35 more minutes left in the show, and you know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep on playing some music. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'm going to do another 15-minute set. That's when I dedicate 15 minutes to 8 artists. The show is going to come on at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, be sure to tune in, because some new artists are going to be featured on this particular up-and-coming 15-minute set. Scrolling down my list some more. I've got a big list. I'm very, very blessed as to the artists that have joined the Flava News movement. Let's see, what direction do I want to go? You know what? Somebody's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, caller from the 843 area code, welcome to Flava Coffee House.
This is Michelle Green. How are you?
Well, you know, I figured it was that, you know, but, you know, I'm very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well, and I have been sitting back and listening to all the great music and chilling, and it is, I tell you, it's some incredible, incredible talent out there.
There is, you know, and I love supporting, you know, the unheard artists, you know, Michelle, because, you know, that people complain all the time about, you know, what you can hear on mainstream radio, right? And it's so hard for an artist to get heard on mainstream radio. So, excuse me, you know, this is where we as, you know, internet radio show hosts can step up for them and help represent them in a totally different way. So I have to thank you so much for bringing Mark to Flava News. He is an amazing talent. Like that, just that feel-good music, that make an old lady feel like they could fall in love music again.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. He's got that old school flavor, but it's new music. And
it's
all, you know, he's an amazing talent. He, you know, he writes and he produces and he performs. He does it all through his own company, Marlex Records. So I'm just totally impressed, and that's why I had to let you know about him.
Well, you did a good job of that. You know, you let people all over the world know about him, and you know, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that's what artists need is people like us, Michelle, you know, to help spread the word, especially when we believe in somebody. You know, what better person than to try to push them out there than somebody who believes in them? You
exactly.
know, so
Exactly. I feel you, and we go way back. We go way back from when
yeah,
we were with the authors and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Yes.
So are you going to be switching your show over to playing music too?
Well, I do play music during my show, and of course mm-hmm. I've been featuring Mark's music during my show, Author Speak. And I had been featuring Brian O'Neill's music prior to. So I just made that switch. But I am going to be interviewing Mark on my show. It's going to be June the 24th. So listen for that. He was going to be just the second musical artist that I've ever interviewed. I've always done authors, but he'll be
right.
Second musical guest. The first one was Brian O'Neill. So.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I know that's going to be an amazing feature. I cannot wait to hear it. I cannot wait to be able to arrange to have him, you know, step on the leopard carpet with me, you know, so I can share him on, you know, my radio station and, you know, help support you, you know, in getting his music out there because it's definitely worthy to be heard. And I know that because he's been in the industry for such a long time that he's got some great stories to tell, you know. But he's got some, like you say, beautiful music that's kind of got that old flavor, but it's new, you know.
Exactly.
And I really believe, I don't know if it's because of my age, Michelle, but I really believe his style of music is something that we need. It just makes me feel like, you know, it can bring that spark back in. It can create that feeling of love in relationships that might have been lost. You know, it reminds me of, like, going to the old-time parties that my godmom and aunties used to host, or we have a club here called the Esquire Club, and, you know, just, you know, when, you know, ladies would go out and just really, you know, fix themselves up and, you know, and wait for that man to tap them on the shoulder to come dance, you know, and it was safe to actually get up and dance.
I know. I lady, we're about the same age, so we'll just keep that under wraps. Anyway. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, because I don't know, you know, you sit here and you watch the way that, you know, I mean, not that, you know, we couldn't do that too, but, you know, you watch the difference in the music now. I even asked my daughter, do you all even really slow dance anyhow, you know, when you go to the club? But it is such a different feel, you know, when you go out nowadays.
It was. And, you know, I enjoy, you know, listening to the, you know, the old school like you said, flavor, because it's something that's desperately needed. I mean, it was about love. It was about romance. Mm-hmm. It was about,
right.
Just sitting back and, you know, and chilling with your special someone. And it's just,
right.
and you don't hear that nowadays.
Mm.
You really don't. So,
no,
I'm
you
glad
don't hear that.
Bringing it back.
No, I am too, and I'm so glad, again, that you introduced me to his music and introduced me to him. He's very charming, you know, so that's why I can't wait to hear him on your show, because not only, I told him, I said, you know, you have an amazing voice, and it was like, not just like the singing voice, right? He's got one of those speaking voices that makes you want to listen to him talk.
Yes, I told him before, he has one of those radio voices. He really does.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He really does. So, I can't wait to hear him on the radio, too, talking. And talking with you, too, because we got to get him on the
Leopard.
Well,
yeah. Test. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to let you have him first. I guess, you know, I have to wait till maybe July or August, September, whenever he's available again, because that man's got a busy schedule.
He does.
You know, but whenever you guys can arrange for him, you know, to come on my show, definitely. That's one of the things I look forward to doing.
All right. And I look forward to it, too. And I look forward to hearing him tomorrow. Is it going to be tomorrow? Or?
Yes, it's tomorrow. I'm going to put him in one of the 15-minute sets. You know, he's got, he's just, well, you know what, I want to kind of show him off. What can I say? But I want to share, you know, from his woo-woo music, because that's just what I'm going to call it, his woo-woo music to his, you know, beautiful flute, you know, instrumental jazz music. It's beautiful, you know, and to know that he is very diverse in his talents when it comes to this, you know. So I would actually love to see him perform, you know, because I remember, you know, my father-in-law used to own the Cotton Club here in Seattle, you know, so he would bring, like, the Four Tops and the Whispers up here and stuff like that. You know, they have the little satin suits on and do the whole dance routine, you know, that everybody's got memorized. I would love to see Mark up on stage doing that, you know, because we know that's what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, look at them gold satin suits. All righty. You know, but, yeah, that's totally the feel of back, you know, back in the day. But, you know, but one of the things that I was saying to Mark on the phone, and not to sit here and talk your ear off about, you know, your artist, but one of the things that I was telling him on the phone, I think that the ethics and the what do you call it? The showmanship of artists back in the day is very, very different than what you see now. So when you would go to a show and you would see somebody like, you know, the Temptations, the Four Tops, you know, somebody like that up on stage, the Drifters, whoever, you know, up on stage, the matching suits, the perfection in the dance routine, you know, to the vocals and the live musicians and all of that is so very different than what you see now with an artist up on stage that has dancers.
I would
say for me and my taste, I like that old school style. You know that they were sitting there in somebody's garage or somewhere, practicing those steps and getting it down to, singing while they're moving. And
yes,
all of that,
yes,
you know, and it's definitely about putting on a show.
Exactly. That is, you know, that is it. It had the polish. It had the workmanship. You know that they were there to present you a polished, professional and enjoyable, entertaining show. And that's just missing today. And I have to agree with you.
I'd love to see him perform in person, you know. So, but you know, you never know. One day,
I'll
hop on one
of
them cruises or something.
In person, so we'll see if we can get him to do a command performance for us. What about that?
Right. Yeah, we'll meet somewhere in the middle. You know what, Michelle? I think we just, you know, what we do is we meet up on one of them cruises that they're performing on.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's,
you know,
correct.
You and
that's
I,
right.
We can meet up and just, you know, be their cheerleaders.
There you
anyway.
Go. That's it.
I need to go on a cruise. It's been many, many years since I've been on a cruise. So, anyway, yeah, we need to meet up somewhere and one of those exotic places.
I agree with you. We'll just have to figure out where the schedule is
and
zone in, and then, like you said, be their cheerleaders. Because I tell you, I've seen a film of it, and it's all that. I would tell you.
Oh, I bet. Definitely. So yeah, well, you get with Mark, find out where he is, when, and we'll just have to see if we can schedule to meet up and take a cruise. I think we both deserve it, right?
I think so. I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah, he might want to say, could you let them out, you know, somewhere, you know, at one of the stops and don't let them back on? Because I really don't know them, though. But anyway,
wow,
no,
I hear you, though.
I'm so appreciative, though, you know, that you did introduce them to me and that I now have the opportunity to share a flavor because I love it. So, you know, I'm all for, you know, music that makes you feel good because that's what I feel that, you know, music should do. I'm okay with music that allows you to just feel an emotion that may not necessarily be, you know, a favorable emotion because I think that's necessary too. But, oh, when you can listen to music that just makes you smile, that's something very different. But I will have to say this too, Michelle, and I would think that you would have to agree. It's very different when you listen to music of somebody that you like as a person.
Oh, yes. That is true.
It just kind of takes it to a totally different level, and I think that's the beauty out of what we do, you know, as radio show hosts and supporters of, you know, artists, whether it's even authors, you know, or whether it's or spoken word artists, you know, to be connected to the artists and genuinely like them as, you know, human beings, to them being able to share their art with the world. You know, it's a blessing. You've been on the air for a long time, you know, and I see now that you're doing your show in regards to your story, which is an amazing thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, since you're on the phone, why don't you give a shout out about who you are and what you do on Blog Talk Radio and the other radio station?
Oh, well, I am Michelle Green. I'm also author R.M. Green, and I host a radio show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday night called Author Speak, where I interview authors. And that's what you're doing for musicians is what I'm doing for authors. I'm giving them a spotlight as to, you know, who they are and get people a chance to get to know who they are and, you know, where they draw their inspiration and their craft from so that you get to like the person. Because I do buy books when I like the author. So that was where that came from. So I'm a cheerleader for authors, and now I'm switching over to music, apparently. And I also have a novel out called Everybody Plays the Fool, and I do a weekly reading on it every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So, and that's on the One Essence Radio, and you can, if you have a smartphone, you can actually download the app and tune in to the One Essence Radio through TuneIn, and that station plays 24/7, and they play smooth R&B and jazz. And I think that if you might even like it, Lady Blaze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I do need to look into that and check it out. But I love the idea that you're reading, you know, parts of your book on air. You know, I've put it out there, you know, to authors, you know, that I think a great tool for them is to have an excerpt of their book read, you know, as part of a marketing tool.
Right.
You know, I have a dear friend that did a podcast of a book that he wrote with, you know, actual actors, I guess, you know, reading the different parts and stuff. It's amazing. I'm such a fan of audiobooks anyhow. I really am, especially when it's a great voice that's reading it. But I think that's a wonderful concept that you know, are doing that.
Well, thank you. And to be honest with you, I borrowed that concept from a friend of mine, Soemetry. She's a spoken word artist out of Atlanta, and she is doing exactly what you were talking about. She's putting together an audio book, but she's having different people read different parts so that it's like a big production. And she's going to start recording that and it's called The Scenario, and it is a book that's published through my publishing company, Safe Haven Publishing Company.
Okay.
And she is going to be doing that reading. So, you know, we're going to be going to Atlanta in July to actually start doing that. So she's putting together an audio book for that. And there is a method also behind my madness, because that is why I'm doing Everybody Plays the Fool. I'm only doing it up to a certain point. So that you'll have to buy the book. But that's the method behind my madness. You know, I'm doing it on a weekly basis, but eventually I'm going to have an audio book once I put all the pieces together.
That's wonderful. I really love that idea. I really do. Because sometimes my dad and my mom, you know, were into the audio books. And I remember, you know, taking long trips, and they would put in a book, you know, to listen instead of the radio. And I grew to love that. And then, you know, my dad's 89 now, and he still, you know, listens to audiobooks. So then I kind of got into it. And so I do have some audiobooks from some of my favorite, you know, mainstream authors. And I really, really love the local authors out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I love sitting and listening when I'm kind of chilling and relaxing. Sometimes I'm just not necessarily in a mood to read, but I want to listen instead of turning on TV. So, I love that idea. So that's very, very cool. You know, I hope to get to Atlanta this particular year. You know, I have some goals in mind of where I want to go, but Atlanta's one of the places I'm hoping to get out there for the International Soul Summit.
Oh,
so
okay.
Definitely if I get out there, I'm going to be looking up, I want to say Pulsimetry. Okay,
Soemetry.
It's Sandra. We're just going to call it Sandra.
Yeah, because it starts with a T, yeah.
Like, how do you say that word, name?
Soemetry, even, and it's spelled Soemetry. Soemetry. It's a combination of song and poetry. That's where she came up with the name from.
I knew all that part. I just never, you know, I didn't know how to actually say it, you know. So anyway, I will get out to Atlanta so that I can meet her in person. Don't tell her I did that. She'll say it.
Oh,
you know,
she might hear it. Who knows?
You know how you meet people online, right? But you don't necessarily know how to say their name?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know. I've been there and done
you're
that.
Like,
so
like, you know, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you just got to just try it and fudge it, but they'll be quick to correct you. So.
Right, but that's only if you get to actually hear them say it. You know, like I have some international artists that joined the Flava News movement. You know, Italy and Bogota, Colombia.
Oh.
And you know, some of the names of their tracks are in their language. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, can you guys come on Skype with me on microphone and just, you know, talk to me so I can actually hear it said?
I know what you mean.
Because I am just so butchering your language, you know, I feel so bad about it. So sometimes
interview, your show, I'm so sorry, I just wanted to...
Okay, that's all right. I like talking to people, so you know, you don't call into my show, so I got to take advantage of it, I guess. Right? You know, we're having industry girlfriend talk, you know, for everybody else to hear. But so anyway, yeah, I'm going to encourage some people to become my friend on Skype. You know, so if they have a microphone, we can talk, and they can actually. Tell me how to say, you know, some of the names of their tracks and this and that, because I feel very, very bad about that. But anyway, I'm so glad that you called into the show, Michelle. So, you know,
Well, I am glad that I did call in because it's been a couple of years since we actually talked. So I'm
right.
Just kinda, you know,
right.
We've been connected
back in the day of MySpace.
Oh boy, that's right. We started on MySpace. That's amazing.
MySpace. I know it. Anyway, we've got like 15 minutes left of the show, so I'll play, you know, a few more tracks before I close out the show. But yeah, tomorrow I'm definitely going to be putting Mark into the 15-minute set.
Okay. Can I ask you a favor, though?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you to actually, because I want to hear it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And for the first hour, I'm going to be on my own show. So can
right.
Can you put him on the second set so that I can
hear? Yes, I will do that just for you.
Thank you. Oh,
okay.
I love you, girl. I love you.
I will do that, definitely. I will put him on the second half so you don't miss it.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and everybody take care, and see y'all whenever. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye. All right, that was my girl Michelle Green. We go way back in the literary community. It was the thrill to have her, you know, call into the show. And she is working with Mark Van Claggett as his assistant. And that's how I came to know of his music and then to connect with him. And he's a member of the Flava News movement, so I'm just thrilled at that. You know, I've got to play a piece by my girl Monica. You know, it is just like a matter of weeks before she is coming out here to the Pacific Northwest to perform. I cannot wait to meet her in person. That's my girl. I'm going to play her piece called Home. right. That's my girl, Monica Monet, who is coming here to the Pacific Northwest, bringing her the Love, the Hurt, the Rebirth tour. I am so excited. The venues are really excited about her coming. They're like asking for pictures and flyers and her promo videos to play in their clubs. And, you know, we're going to get DJs to play her music and all of that. You know, so it's a beautiful thing when the people, you know, here are actually asking, you know, about, you know, her coming, wanting to play her music and help get their promos out. That's one of the things that J.C. Cage and I were working on, you know, in building this team to set up these Pacific Northwest tours. You know, everybody plays a role in promoting out, you know, what's being done, because everybody's going to benefit in the end. You know, so we're joining teams, you know, with some sponsors that are going to help us, venues that are going to help us promote, you know, the events that are coming up here. It's really, really exciting for me. I never thought that I would put on, you know, tours in the Pacific Northwest and connecting with other people in other parts of the United States to set up tours. So, you know, if you are a member of the Flava News movement and you're in a position where, you know, you can travel and put on a really, really good show, you know, keep in mind, there could be a potential possibility in you coming to the Pacific Northwest and working with us to put on a show. So, you know, definitely stay tuned. You know what? Let me play another artist that we'll be bringing to the Pacific Northwest right after Monica Monet. Let me scroll up the list and find a track by her. She is an artist known, actually, globally. She is from the UK, London, but she presently lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Julie Dexter, and I'm going to play her piece, Come On Home, which is her single off of her new CD, which is called New Again. was Julie Dexter with her piece, Come On Home. And again, that's her single off of her new album, New Again. So you can Google her. Just Google Julie Dexter and all kinds of information pops up about her. So I'm working out the details of her coming to the Pacific Northwest, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with her and her publicist. So anyway, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. You know, I open it up for you to call in and share of yourself or share a thought or two. So I'm glad that Michelle called in, you know, to talk about Mark Van Claggett, who is an artist that she works very closely with. And also tell about, you know, herself and what she does, you know, because she's an amazing woman doing a lot of great things out there in support of authors and now musical talents. And I want to thank, you know, Chris for calling in and letting me know about Whitney Houston. Again, my thoughts and prayers go up to the family and all affected by her death. Very, very tragic. You know, death. I'm so, you know, I stumble over words even just trying to figure out what to say about it. You know, I've been sitting here during the show watching, you know, what's being put up on Google. You know, no details are coming out yet, you know, but just very, very sad to know that a great, great talent has gone on, you know. So, you know, keep the family in prayers. You know, honestly, if I had some music uploaded to the show, I would play it, you know. But you know how I do it here at Flavor News Radio. It's all about supporting underground independent artists. So, you know, just going to stick with that. I am thinking about doing an artist roundtable. In conversation this past week with my business, he mentioned, you know, you cannot project revenue off a hustle. And I thought, you know, that I had to write it down. And I thought, you know what, that would be a great topic for an artist roundtable. So watch for that. I think I'm going to schedule one of those shows. Again, come back and hang out with me on Tuesday as I step onto the leopard carpet with Woodberry Jordan. Make sure you mark the 26th down on your calendar to come back. And the SJF music team comes and hangs out with me for an album release of their new collaboration CD that will release on that particular day called Between Dusk and Dawn. And just stay tuned. Tomorrow I'm going to do a 15-minute set and, you know, have some new music to play for you tomorrow. So, you know, keep up with Flavor News Radio by going over to flavornews.com. You can stay in touch with all the things that we've got going on. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here for underground independent artists through Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. Good night.